The Space Case Sarah Show with the space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space enthusiasts, and welcome to another episode of the Space Case Sarah Show with my space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, here on iRock Space Radio. We have a very exciting episode today that is another one of what is my favorite thing to do, a space science for good episode. And we have a really fantastic guest on, but I am completely, like, I have no idea what element we're on. Someone please tell me what we're on. I have no idea.
Element number 24, chromium. Ooh.
I feel like
your car look really good.
This is turning into a patent where the
I don't know.
Every time you're like, what element? Are we doing the element thing anymore?
A few more episodes, you'll be like, is this a science show? Or are we talking about balloon animals? I don't know.
Speaking of balloons, I do want to talk to you guys about that. But yeah, okay. So what?
Chromium.
Chromium, yes.
Yes, my everybody's favorite web browser, Google Chromium. Chromium is a very fun and shiny element. The reason why we see it as being so shiny is because it reflects about 70% of the visible light that hits it. So because our eyes are evolved to see visible light more than other parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, chromium looks super shiny. I always think about that bad guy from the Terminator movie who's like comprised of metal when I think of chromium.
Yeah.
Right.
Every time. And yeah, like that would be kind of scary. It's like this giant chrome thing coming at you. It doesn't rust and it cannot be killed.
It makes me think of also the you know, I don't remember her name, but the shiny stormtrooper in the new Star Wars movies.
Captain Phasma.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you would know.
I would know, and I didn't like the character. Don't get me started on Star Wars, everybody. Let's just move on.
Steer away from that. Okay, steer away from that. Benjamin, what do you have for us today?
For our Chromium episode, which will air on January 28th, it will be the birthday for astronaut John M. Fabian, who flew on two shuttle flights and helped build the shuttle's robotic arm. And also happy birthday to, that's my tardigrade. Mine's real. And happy astronaut birthday to David Hilmers, who flew on four shuttle flights. And he's the second most educated astronaut of all time. He has 5 academic degrees, second only to Story Musgrave, who has 6. And happy scientist birthday to Johannes Hevelius, astronomer from the 1600s, who created one of the first full atlases of the moon with detailed maps and names for lunar features. Some of the names are still in place. Some new names are named after him. And he also was the first to see the transit of Mercury.
Ooh.
Look at that.
When you say full atlas.
Oh, happy.
One of the first full atlases of the moon.
Of the full moon.
Can you
imagine that too? Like you're just like somebody was like, not, you know what? I'm gonna
look
at the moon.
Of the visible moon from the 1600s. Yes, Kavi.
Right, but like,
not go to the other side.
No. I'm just saying this dude sat down and he's like, I'm gonna name all those cratery holes. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit here. I'm gonna look at that moon. I'm gonna name them all.
He named a bunch of features on the moon. One of the most recognizable features that still carries the name that he gave it was the Lunar Alps. So if you see those, he named it.
Huh. Okay.
Thank you.
Did he name Tycho Crater? Do you know?
I don't know. No, I think Tycho Brahe.
I'm curious.
Tycho was the man.
I think Tycho would have been after him. So it would have been like oddly futuristic prediction of, yes, I'm going to name a crater after a man who will be born next century.
Okay, fine. Okay.
You
science
and your facts.
For good. You know, I'm just, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. Facts are hard. So We have been doing this Science for Good. Now we try to do it once a month. And a couple of months ago, we had Lee Giott, who was the head of the Passage Project. And he's still en route back to the United States at this point. Yes. So he is on that project right now. And during the episode that we brought him on to talk about Passage Project, we brought up Mac. And Mac donated a bunch of telescopes for his Passage Project, but has also his own nonprofit, his own initiatives as well. And so when it kind of came up that, you know, we should probably do another one of these episodes, it was a very logical connection to ask Mac to join us for a Science for Good. So Mac, welcome to the show. Mac Melkawi, he is
Thank you. Blake. Oh, as long as we don't have any tornado sirens, this is going to be an absolute
Yes, the last time I had you on the show, a tornado siren went off while I was recording, and I was like,
Come and thank me.
Wow. Yeah, because that's how long it's been since I've talked to you, so welcome back. Thank you.
So much has happened since we have spoken. I've been to, what, four continents, and if you count Lee's flight, that would be five with Latin America. Yeah, South America, that would be five continents. Well, I'd say our philanthropic work would have affected five different continents, and Oh, goodness. Oh, boy, do I have updates for you. So many updates.
I love updates.
So let me set the stage really quick for everyone, because Benjamin had not met Mac yet. Kavi knows Mac from the spacey circles, and I've met you, obviously. But when I said that Mac was going to come onto the show, I told Benjamin, who is just a space, like...
Nerd.
Artifacts. Yeah, space nerd. Yeah. I was like, you're going to love Mac's recording studio space. And he has like a SpaceX suit in the background and all of these rockets and shuttles and like everything. And so your space love radiates, even though people cannot see it. I am telling people who are listening that there is such a deep love for space. And let's go back to the origin, though. And I know I'm kind of having you repeat something that you've kind of already talked about the first time you came on, but your origins are not really initially in space. Your love of space kind of grew as you kind of progressed into what you are now.
Well, I grew up with science and STEM and space. My dad was a professor of science education at Michigan State University. And in the late 70s, early 80s, one of his, when they go to conferences around the country, one of his science communication or science education professors and colleagues in a different university had a TV show that was about to air. So my dad goes to the CES conference and buys this huge what we thought was a tape recorder. And of course, I'm the kid in the family, so I need to have to figure out how to operate it. And my dad would tell me, record Saigon. And I'm like, so every other show from A-Team and MacGyver and everything had Saigon, because every other show had a Vietnam type element to it. And I didn't understand what he's talking about. But my dad, as a new immigrant with poor English, he was trying to say, record Carl Sagan is about to be on television. And so I used to have to record. And this piece of marvel, this piece of magic, allowed us to watch it over and over. And you didn't have to wait for the show. You can watch it anytime you want. It was magic. Indistinguishable from magic, as Carl Sagan would say.
Yeah. Carl is a super influential person for all of us here. Like, absolutely. We've talked about it multiple times on this show. Millions and billions. Yeah.
And so watching Cosmos was huge for me, and my dad being a professor of science education, so always going to museums. So love for science has always been a childhood thing that never died. And you know, I was one of those kids who wanted to be an astronaut. But as you grow up in the shuttle era, where only the best of the best of the best, you know, can be there, and it's not going to be you, then my business, in my 40s, when I rediscovered that I can be a part of this new space era, when space started becoming for everyone, I had come from a professional world of oil, natural gas. So I came from the petroleum industry and started doing Borderless Labs, which is, or Borderless Labs Inc., which is Blink for short, on the side, just as philanthropy. I didn't even think about it as a venture or a for-profit, or I just thought about it as an expense. It's just how I can spend my extra time doing something good. It's my own midlife crisis. Leave me alone.
it's a very noble midlife crisis. Like, nah, hands down.
Buying a Ferrari would have been much more noble.
Yeah. It would have been much cheaper, too.
Right? Yeah, no, I love your story of how you got into what you're doing now, because it's almost like, I think, kind of how a lot of us, especially in the science communication world, we kind of stumbled into it. And then we're like, oh, there is something here. And this is awesome. And I kind of want to make something about it. I love what you're doing. And I'm trying to like figure out my timing on this here, because I know how much of a story you have. So many stories. By the way, the last time I had Mac on here, he's like, telling me this story. He's like, yeah, I met this guy and he has this show and it's about blowing stuff up and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Adam Savage. And I was like,
That's right. We met after I got back from San Francisco. We had seen Adam Savage's workshop and taken a look at all the spacesuits he developed. Yeah, that's right. We met right after that. And it really inspired me.
He drops his name as if like, oh, you're this guy. Oh, what's his name?
I'm from San Francisco. I've been in front of his workshop. I've never been into it. So way to go.
I know.
Yeah, that was in around July time 7. Oh, yeah. Tornado Alley time. Yep.
So we are going to catch up and hear more about what you are doing with Blink. And I am so excited to hear also about your thoughts on the Passage Project and, you know, kind of connecting that thread. So we will take a quick break, and when you get back, you are going to hear all about Mac and what he is doing, and we are the Space Case Sarah Show here on iRock Space Radio.